The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Pierce Butler.
When you and I are little piles of ashes and dust, how will we meet together? So I was very struck by this question from our koan. And for me, I realized that it holds out both, it articulates a fear, the loss of loved ones, which the remembrances assure me is a certainty, and a hope. Because I have the thought, oh, so you mean there is a way to meet after the ashes and the dust. And it's especially poignant at the moment because of a friend of mine, my friend Peter, with whom I have walked many miles, mostly urban miles as it happens, New York and boroughs. And now he has a mysterious neurological problem, and he finds that he has to use a wheelchair, so no more walking. And I ask myself, is all that gone? All those miles we walked, all those pubs we stopped off at, or is it somehow still there? And I was intrigued by Michael's remarks about the past and about the distinction between elders and elderly. That elders embody the experience of their days, the things that have happened to them. In some, they haven't lost it. And I think it's possible to think of one's life as present in some sense, that I always have it in the sense that it has made me what I am. And even though I'm at a different point on the trajectory, all of that life is still somehow there. That's a nice idea. And if it gives you comfort, then there's nothing wrong with that. But it is no more than an idea and or a belief. And as such, it does not really have to do with our practice. As it happens, by mere coincidence, I have been, I think I can say, studying Hongzhe's phrase, which we read in the Sutra service today, facing everything, let go and attain stability. And when I say studying it, I don't mean that I'm trying to understand it in an intellectual sense, although maybe I'm going to try and explicate it now, but what does it mean to, what is the experience of facing everything? How does the heart mind encounter everything? And so, you know, in regard to letting go, which perhaps is easier to talk about, I'm thinking of what Jenny said today about all of the things she would be doing if this wasn't a special weekend devoted to practice. The mind can hold on to those things, and even though they'll still be there on Monday, but letting go of that in order to devote the weekend to practice, that is some part of the meaning of letting go. But attaining stability. So I think that there's some guidance in a few more lines from Hongzhe. He says, stay with this, just as this. Stay with that, just as that. And so I think, stay with this, sweet-smelling olive flowers. Stay with that, the taste of ashes. But he goes on to say, this and that are mixed together. with no distinction as to their places. And for me, that is to say that the objects of the world of form are boundless, that there are no boundaries separating them one from the other. Form does not differ from emptiness. And I note that the name of our Sangha, Boundless Way, is a reminder of this. So for me, this hope that is raised by "Is there a way for us to meet together?" becomes a kind of a proposition. And the question is, can I verify it? Can I verify that this and that are mixed together? Can I verify that it is possible to face everything? Because just this is everything, if in fact there are no boundaries. And so whatever arises, just this is everything. Is that a way for us to meet loved ones? I don't know, but the exciting thing about practice for me is that I have this unique opportunity, and here is the encouragement that I want to offer. We have this unique opportunity to examine and investigate the proposition that it's possible to face everything and know it as everything. Just by coming on Sesshin, by sitting together and supporting each other's practice. And we're not asked to believe it, we're asked perhaps to have faith in practice, faith in Sangha, in Buddha and in Dharma, but not to believe it. The Buddha himself said, don't believe anything that you cannot verify in your own experience or that does not accord with your common sense, even if I say it. So we have this opportunity. Let us make the most of it. Or as the elders, the ancients say, do not spend your days and nights in vain. Thank you.